This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 45 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara, and today we're starting an exciting new series that's going to transform how you think about patient acquisition. Over the past six episodes, we've covered search everywhere optimization, how to get found online through traditional SEO, Google Business Profile Management, AI recommendations, voice search, and review management. But here's the thing, getting found online is only half the battle. In fact, it might be the easier half. Today, we're diving into what I call the conversion crisis, a problem that's costing chiropractors thousands of potential patients every month, and most don't even realize it's happening. I'm talking about the gap between online visibility and actual appointments. You can have the best Google rankings in your city, dominate the map pack, and get recommended by every AI assistant, but if you're not converting those clicks into patients, you're essentially running an expensive hobby, not a business. This new series is going to focus on advanced conversion strategies, how to turn all that increased visibility into actual appointments and long-term patients. We'll explore landing page optimization, appointment booking systems, patient communication strategies, and everything else that maximizes the value of every lead you generate. But first, let me share something that happened recently that perfectly illustrates why this matters more than ever. Last month, I was reviewing analytics for a chiropractic practice that had implemented our complete search everywhere optimization approach. Their results were impressive. They were ranking number one for their main keywords, dominating the map pack, getting consistent AI recommendations, and receiving over 300 website visitors per month from people searching for chiropractic care. By all traditional marketing metrics, this practice should have been booked solid, but when I looked at their appointment schedule, they were only seeing about 15 new patients per month. That's a conversion rate of 5%, meaning 95% of people who found them online never became patients. I started digging deeper, and what I discovered was shocking. Their website was a conversion nightmare. Outdated design, confusing navigation, no clear call to action, a contact form buried at the bottom of the page, and absolutely no system for capturing leads who weren't ready to book immediately. But the real problem was deeper than their website. They had no systematic approach to converting interest into appointments. No follow-up sequences, no way to nurture leads, no system for handling phone calls effectively. They were spending thousands of dollars getting people to their digital front door, then slamming it in their faces with a terrible user experience. This isn't unusual. In fact, it's epidemic. After analyzing hundreds of chiropractic practices over the past 20 years, I've discovered that the average conversion rate from website visitor to new patient is somewhere between 3 to 8%. Think about that for a minute. If you're getting 200 website visitors per month and converting at 5%, you're getting 10 new patients. But if you could improve your conversion rate to just 15%, which is absolutely achievable, you'd get 30 new patients from the same traffic. That's tripling your patient acquisition without spending another dollar on marketing. This is why conversion optimization might be the most important skill you can develop as a modern chiropractor. You can have the best SEO in the world, but if you can't convert visitors into patients, you're leaving massive amounts of growth on the table. So let me break down what I call the patient acquisition funnel and show you exactly where most practices are losing potential patients. Stage 1, awareness. This is where someone becomes aware they have a problem and starts looking for solutions. Maybe they wake up with back pain, or their headaches are getting worse, or they're tired of taking pain medication. This is where all our search everywhere optimization work pays off. When they search for help, you want to be the practice they find, whether they're using Google, voice search, or AI assistance. Stage 2, interest. They found you online and are now evaluating whether you might be able to help them. They're visiting your website, reading your content, checking your reviews, maybe comparing you to other practices. This is where conversion optimization becomes crucial. Your online presence needs to quickly establish trust, demonstrate expertise, and make it easy for them to take the next step. Stage 3, consideration. They're seriously considering becoming your patient, but they might still be comparing options, checking with insurance, or working up the courage to make that first appointment. This is where many practices lose potential patients because they have no system for nurturing leads who aren't ready to commit immediately. Stage 4, action. They're ready to book an appointment. This should be the easiest part, but you'd be amazed how many practices make it difficult or frustrating to actually schedule. Stage 5, retention. They've had their first appointment, but will they continue care and refer others? This depends on your patient experience and communication systems. Most practices focus all their energy on stage 1, getting found online. But the real growth happens when you optimize stages 2 through 5. Let me give you some real numbers to illustrate this. Practice A gets 100 website visitors per month and converts 5% into patients equaling 5 new patients. Practice B gets 100 website visitors per month and converts 20% into patients equaling 20 new patients. Same traffic, 4 times the results. That's the power of conversion optimization. But here's what's really interesting. Practice B doesn't just get more patients, they get better patients. When your conversion process does a good job of educating prospects and setting proper expectations, the patients who do book are more committed to treatment and more likely to complete care plans. So how do you identify where you're losing potential patients? Here's a simple diagnostic framework I want you to use. Step 1, analyze your traffic to lead ratio. How many website visitors do you get per month? How many of those fill out contact forms, call your office, or take some other action to express interest? If you're getting less than 10% of visitors to take some kind of action, your website has conversion problems. Step 2, evaluate your lead-to-appointment ratio. Of the people who express interest, how many actually book appointments? If you're converting less than 30% of leads into appointments, you have lead nurturing and follow-up problems. Step 3, assess your first visit to treatment plan ratio. Of the people who come in for initial consultations, how many accept treatment recommendations? If you're converting less than 60% of consultations into treatment plans, you have communication and trust-building issues. Step 4, review your patient retention rate. Of the patients who start treatment, how many complete their recommended care plans? If you're retaining less than 70% of patients through completion, you have patient experience and communication problems. Each of these stages represents an opportunity to dramatically increase your practice growth without spending more on marketing. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Dr. Mack, this sounds complicated. I just want to help people and practice chiropractic. I completely understand that sentiment. You didn't go to chiropractic school to become a marketing expert or conversion specialist. But here's the reality. If you can't effectively convert interest into appointments, you can't help as many people as you're capable of helping. Every potential patient who visits your website but doesn't book an appointment is someone who continues to suffer with their condition. From that perspective, conversion optimization isn't just about business growth. It's about maximizing your impact as a healthcare provider. The good news is that most conversion improvements are relatively simple to implement once you understand the principles. For example, one of the most powerful changes you can make is adding what I call a lead magnet to your website, a valuable piece of content that visitors can download in exchange for their contact information. This might be something like the 7-Day Back Pain Relief Guide or 5 Exercises to Prevent Recurring Headaches. When someone downloads this, you now have their contact information and can follow up with additional helpful content, gradually building trust until they're ready to book an appointment. This single addition can often double or triple your lead generation overnight. Another simple but powerful change is optimizing your contact forms. Instead of asking for just name, phone, and email, ask specific questions about their condition like the following. What's your biggest health concern right now? How long have you been dealing with this issue? What have you tried so far? This information helps you provide more personalized follow-up, and the act of writing about their problem actually increases their commitment to seeking treatment. Here's something else most practices miss: mobile optimization for conversions, not just appearance. Over 60% of your website visitors are on mobile devices, but most chiropractic websites are designed primarily for desktop viewing. Even if your site looks good on mobile, the conversion process might be frustrating. Can someone easily call you with one click from their phone? Can they fill out your contact form without struggling with tiny text boxes? Is your most important information visible without scrolling? These seem like small details, but they can have massive impacts on conversion rates. Let me share a quick example. I worked with a practice that increased their phone calls by 40% simply by making their phone number larger and more prominent on mobile devices. That one change generated an extra 12 patients per month. Over the next several episodes in this series, we're going to dive deep into each aspect of conversion optimization. Here's a quick list of what we'll cover: landing page design that turns visitors into leads, contact forms that actually get filled out, phone systems that convert calls into appointments, email sequences that nurture leads over time, appointment booking systems that reduce friction, patient onboarding that sets proper expectations, follow-up systems that maximize retention. Each episode will give you specific, actionable strategies you can implement immediately to start converting more of your traffic into patients. But I want to leave you with one action item for this week. Go to your website right now and try to book an appointment as if you were a new patient experiencing back pain. Use your phone, not your computer. How many clicks does it take? How long does the process take? Is it confusing at any point? Do you get stuck or frustrated? Whatever friction you experience, your potential patients are experiencing too. And many of them will give up and call your competitor instead. That simple exercise will probably give you a dozen ideas for immediate improvements. Remember, you've worked hard to get people to find you online. Don't let poor conversion processes waste that investment. If you're ready to take a systematic approach to conversion optimization and you want professional help implementing these strategies, that's exactly what we do at Chiropractic Marketing Websites. We specialize in converting chiropractic websites into fully automated marketing machines in 30 days or less without worrying about how to rank on Google or attract qualified leads. We build high-converting sales pages using niche-specific landing pages linked to powerful lead generation and automated digital marketing tools specifically for chiropractors. You can learn more at chiropracticmarketingwebsites.com, or if you don't want to type all of that in, simply enter getcmw.com. That's getcmw.com. In our next episode, we're going to dive deep into landing page optimization, how to create pages that immediately establish trust, communicate value, and make it irresistible for visitors to take the next step. Because the first few seconds someone spends on your website determine whether they become a patient or click away to your competitor. All right, that wraps things up for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. Before you go, remember to subscribe to my podcast on your favorite platform. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Audible, YouTube Podcasts, Spotify, or others, I've got you covered. If you need to see a full list of supported platforms, simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews not only help build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also give me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time. We'll be right back.